The following episode of the Monday Afternoon Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on May 18th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there in the Bozeman area, and you have your radio pointed at KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. I'm your host, Bob Wall, going to play some music and some other stuff for the next hour to get us up to the 6 o'clock hour, at which time we'll hear Democracy Now! Hope you're having a good day. Before we get into it, I do want to thank one of our underwriters, and then we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. Their summer concert series kicks off with the North Mississippi All-Stars with opener Aaron Golay on Thursday, May 28th. North Fork Crossing plays on Friday, May 29th. Dogs in a Pile are on Saturday, the 30th. Red Shahan with Brennan Scott Green on Sunday, the 31st. Colorado College Bluegrass Ensemble on Wednesday, June 3rd. Humphreys McGee for three nights, Thursday through Saturday, June 4th through 6th. Tom Catmull on Sunday, June 7th. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. For years, Montana offered same-day voter registration and voting in compliance with the federal Help America Vote Act. But recent laws to restrict or outright end same-day voter registration have been passed by Montana's Republican-majority legislature. Just last week, though, a judge blocked those Republican voter registration changes, meaning that Montana's new voter ID requirements and late voter registration, allowing Montanans to sign up to vote so long as they're in line before polls officially close, will stay in effect at least through the June 2nd primary election. In Montana's state capital, Helena's Lewis and Clark District Court, Judge Adam Larson blocked a law passed by the 2025 Republican majority legislature that would restrict voter registration hours on Election Day. Judge Larson issued a preliminary injunction calling Senate Bill 490 likely unconstitutional under the Montana Constitution. The law was proposed by Republican State Senator Mike Cuff of Eureka. Judge Larson found that the bill ending same-day voter registration took voting rights away from Montanans. Judge Larson wrote, "Any administrative inconvenience to the state does not outweigh the deprivation of constitutional rights," Larson's ruling said. In Montana, for the primary election, the ruling means that voter registration in federal elections will continue until 8 p.m. on Election Day, instead of ending at noon, as was proposed in the legislation. The ruling is a partial win for Indigenous and youth voters who said that the new law would disenfranchise voters who had not registered before Election Day. The lawsuit was brought against Republican Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson, the state's top election official. Suing to block the changes are seven Indian tribes in Montana, Western Native Voice, American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, Forward Montana, Montana Public Interest Research Group, and the Montana Federation of Public Employees. National and state Republicans intervened to defend the changes and restrictions to voting laws backed by GOP lawmakers in the 2025 Montana legislature. Alex Raitt, the ACLU of Montana's legal director, said, "The state of Montana could not provide a compelling government interest justifying this voter suppression law because there simply isn't one. Election Day voter registration is secure, it's fair, and with this ruling, it continues to be protected in Montana." Forward Montana, which represents the youth plaintiffs, noted that while voter registration in federal elections would end at noon on Election Day under SB 490, the law would not change registration rules in state elections, creating a scenario in which separate ballots and registration periods would apply. More than 60% of voters registering to vote on Election Day are younger than 34. The court did not block new voter ID requirements created by Senate Bill 276, another cuff bill, which was challenged in the same lawsuit. Senate Bill 276 requires in-person voters to provide photo ID plus some additional proof of address if their photo ID isn't on an approved list. In prior elections, any photo ID was sufficient, but Senate Bill 276 requires additional proof if, for example, a voter had a student ID from a university that isn't affiliated with a collegiate athletic association. That might mean the voter also has to produce vehicle registration papers or a utility bill containing the voter's current address. The preliminary injunction issued by Judge Larson voids all Senate Bill 490 changes until a decision is issued in the lawsuit challenging the new laws. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right. I thought I would kick it off today with one of my favorite James McMurtry songs for no particular reason. I've loved this since it came out in 2005. Hard to believe it's been that long ago. But on his album Childish Things, it's a song called We Can't Make It Here Anymore.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line, a flag on his wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. You see those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the square. There's a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. The bar's still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd gets thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. ends up pregnant, what'll she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope? High on Jesus or hooked on dope? When it's way too late to just say no, you can't make it here anymore. Like the ones we made before, except this one came from Singapore. I guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. I can see them all now, they haunt my dreams, all lily white and squeaky clean. They've never known want, they've never known need. Their sh** don't stink and their kids won't bleed. Their kids won't bleed in the damn little war, and we can't make it here anymore. In the alley and trash in the street, gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
Was James McMurtry. My talker ain't working today. That was We Can't Make It Here. Man, things got even worse in the last 20 years. Yeah, we're feeling it. And I think we're going to need to apply some pressure to get things to turn around a little bit. Maybe move some of the control back out of the hands of the wealthy few and back into the hands of all of us out here trying to just get by. Okay, I won't jump up on that soapbox too high. I'm going to keep going here. KGVM just had its 8th birthday on the 11th of May, and we're planning a couple of shows at the Labor Temple as kind of parties and fundraisers for KGVM. The first one will be on the 29th of May. That's a Friday night, and we're calling it the lighter side of KGVM. We'll have Larry Kiffle kick things off with his classic country music set. He does a show here on KGVM the last Monday of every month, so we'll have that coming up here on Memorial Day, the 25th, but then he'll be opening things up on the 29th at the Labor Temple, and Maggie Hickman's playing, Sean Devine's going to play. And we're still confirming the last act. I'm hopeful that we got it lined out. Maybe the Dead Yellers might be able to play. So keep it tuned. Check us out on social media and on the website to find out more. But I thought I'd play a cut by Sean Devine off his album Here for All. He does a lot of great songs, but this one in particular I think is probably one of my favorites. It's called The Palomino Mustang. And then I'll follow that up with a cut by the Dead Yellers off of their new album Begin Again. It's the lead-in cut, Learn to Ride.
Thank you. I'll burn it down, turn it light, learn to ride. Paddles cold, still ain't fine to go. Digging the holes all over, deep and wide. I ain't gone screaming at the dawn. Days and years walking by my side.
Was Bozeman's own The Dead Yellers with Learn to Ride from their new album Begin Again. Before that, Sean Devine did the Palomino Mustang from his album Here for It All. And I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. It's turning into a beautiful afternoon out there in the Bozeman. After some snow this weekend, it was good to get some snow, get some moisture anyway. So hopefully all of your plants and flowering and leafy things made it through fine. I saw some, broke down a few trees around town, but not too bad. So hopefully yours all made it through. This is KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. You can find us at 95.9 on your FM dial or kgvm.org online. We stream our programming from our website, so you can listen to it anywhere you've got internet access. Going to keep going here. I want to thank another one of our underwriters first, and then we'll hear today's climate connections before we get back to the next set of music.
KGVM is grateful for the support of Bozeman Magazine and the Greater Yellowstone Events Calendar, connecting their readers to the people, places, and things to love about Bozeman. You can add your events at BozemanMagazine.com, found at newsstands in the Greater Yellowstone area and online at BozemanMagazine.com since 2007.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. During rush hour, highways and city streets fill with cars that emit tailpipe pollution. This pollution harms people's health and warms the climate. In the U.S., cars and light trucks produce about 16% of the country's climate warming emissions. But there's a simple way to reduce that pollution: carpooling. When people share a ride instead of driving alone, fewer cars hit the road. That means less traffic, less pollution, and cleaner air. Plus, you can save money on gas by splitting expenses. And in some areas, you can use carpool lanes that move faster and offer reduced tolls. Carpooling can be as easy as riding with friends to dinner or events, or driving to work with a neighbor or coworker. You can also use a carpool app or website to organize commutes or out-of-town trips with others in your community. To help things go smoothly, set expectations early. Who drives when, what to play on the radio, and how to split gas and parking costs. And if plans change, like if a car breaks down, communicate quickly and have a backup plan ready. When organized well, carpooling can save money and even spark new friendships, all while helping fight climate change. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, we're going to keep it rolling here. Last Thursday night, Modest Mouse was here and played at the Elm, and I was hoping to go, and I was hoping to be able to record and take some pictures, but I wasn't able to do that, and I didn't get my act together in time to get a regular ticket, so I think they sold out. I haven't heard yet from too many people how the show was, but I'm sure it was great. So I thought I'd start this set off with a couple by Modest Mouse, one of them from an older album called Good News for People Who Love Bad News. I guess that is older. It's from back in 2004, I'll play The World at Large. And then from a new album, The Golden Casket, that came out in 2021, I'll play We Are Between. I'll keep it going with some other acts I've seen here at the Elm. For some reason in my brain, I have this association between the bands Modest Mouse and Built to Spill. I think just timing and stuff. But I saw Built to Spill play down at the Elm, two or three years back, maybe three or four now. I thought I'd play a cut off their album When the Wind Forgets Your Name called Fool's Gold. And I'll follow it up with one from Bob Mould. He did a solo show down at the Elm that was amazing. I'm a pretty big Bob Mould fan. So I'll play When Your Heart is Broken from Here We Go Crazy. And then I'll play a cut by a band that was one of the openers for the Melvins. I think not this last time they were here, but the time before. And the band's called Harsh Mellow. I'm going to play a Debuchan. And then a cut by the Melvins from their album Working With God called The Great Good Place. We'll start it off here with The World at Large by Modest Mouse.
Ice age heat wave can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you've still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day. Work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Oh, float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe, would you understand? Get shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. Songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was great. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know that starting over's not what life's about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud. We'll be right back.
me sleep for a little while. White noise, let me sleep for a little while. White noise, let me sleep for a little while. Thank you.
Was the Melvins. The Great Good Place from the album Working With God. Before that, Harshmellow did Debuchan. I think Dale Crover, the drummer for the Melvins, and Buzz Osborne, the Melvin, they played on that song with Harshmellow. Before that, Bob Mould did When Your Heart Is Broken. Built to Spill played Fool's Gold. Started out with a couple by Modest Mouse, We Are Between and The World at Large. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. And I want to thank another of our underwriters, and we'll hear today's labor history in two. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. The Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1933. That was the day President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the Tennessee Valley Authority Act. The act created the TVA as a federal corporation and was tasked to address the resource development of the region, one of the poorest in the nation. These included flood control and improved travel along the Tennessee River. It also meant improved forestry to address soil erosion and facilitation of agricultural production. Control of water resources required a series of dams designed to navigate the river and reduce flooding. Though Wilson Dam had been completed before the establishment of the TVA, the authority had embarked on the construction of 16 more dams. During the Depression, the TVA hired tens of thousands of workers for conservation, construction, and development. Historian Eric Loomis notes that though the TVA was one of the region's largest employers of black workers, the authority also maintained rigid lines of segregation in its workforce. He adds that though 14 AFL unions eventually worked on dam construction, the agency initially refused to recognize unions. Workers would have to wait until 1940 to sign first contracts in the anti-union South. Today, the authority is most well known for its supply of electricity to nearby communities. It is the nation's largest public power company and serves about 80,000 square miles in the southeastern United States. TVA capacity to generate electric power includes some 29 hydroelectric dams, 11 coal-fired power plants, 3 nuclear plants, and several combustion turbine installations. It also has several solar and wind installations. The authority produces more than 130 billion kilowatt hours of electricity each year. The TVA played a critical role in transforming the South by constructing infrastructure necessary for modernization and industrialization.
All right. I thought I'd finish off with some Black Crowes. They just put out a new album called A Pound of Feathers. I'm going to play a cut called Do the Parasite. Then I'll play us out with a band called Junkyard. And when the Black Crowes came out with their debut album, Shake Your Money Maker, Junkyard came out with their self-titled album at the same time, and they were kind of vying for the blues rock title at that time, and Black Crowes obviously won, but I'm going to play a blues off the Junkyard album as well. Here's Do the Parasite by the Black Crowes.
Won't you wake me up for sweet release?
This is Junkyard with Blues, B-L-O-O-Z-E. Before that, the Black Crowes did Do the Parasite. Thanks for tuning in to KGBM Bozeman this afternoon. Hope you'll keep it tuned right here for Democracy Now!